Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Raheemy Harrison Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And the pitch. Swing and a miss, a no-hitter. Jake Arrieta has just pitched a no-hitter at Dodger Stadium. A curveball got Huntley swinging, and Arrieta being mauled by his teammates. Cubs win 2-0.
And that is how we bring in our next guest, live from Gallagher Way in front of a massive crowd. This is Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score. Happy to be joined by the man whose name has been brought up a lot lately. Cubs fans want to talk about him, and he is here, Jake Arrieta. Thank you for joining us.
It's good to be here. Yesterday was truly incredible. Watching the way, you know, Boyd started the game, Dansby at shortstop. The back-to-back home runs, the ultimate at-bat by Horner to get that third run in, just a team win, you know, and I'm looking forward to them closing it out today.
Well, and it started with you throwing a 90-mile-an-hour fastball true to form for the first pitch. The honorary opening first pitch of the game. So what was that experience like for you? Take us through your day leading up to it and then being here and taking it all in.
Yeah, so I flew out here at 6 a.m. yesterday, got in about, you know, 9 o'clock, and was talking to my son's team before we came out here at the end of practice on Monday. And like you have to throw hard. Like you can't just lob it in there. So, and then everybody here was telling me the same thing. I had no warm up, didn't even throw, you know, into a net. So I'm like, you know, screw it. I'm just going to see what happens. And I sailed it high, but the legs weren't really underneath me. I was a little nervous, more nervous than any game I've ever pitched, which is very interesting, but just to be able to start the day off like that and watch the Cubs get a win yesterday was outstanding.
I love the mantra. When you say see what happens, that's kind of what our approach has been to this series, because obviously we came in thinking Cade Horton was going to be the guy.
Yep.
He's now on the injured list. When you look at this team and you felt that energy yesterday, how much did that take you back to your own playoff success?
Well, it really did. And, you know, when I was just sitting on the railing during introductions, just looking at the atmosphere and feeding off the crowd and just I couldn't be more excited for this group of guys, really. Just truly, truly amazing to be back, you know, in Wrigley, watching them, you know, watching us win a playoff game for the first time in a while. It's just electric, you know, it really is. And this team, you know, it's not just one guy. You know, it's 1 through 9. It's the bench guys. It's the bullpen coming in and pitching the way they did yesterday. It takes every single one of them. And I think that's why this team is so special.
I got a few things for you. All right. First of all, number one, I love that you're rocking the World Series ring.
Yep,
you just busted out for special occasions?
I was telling people the other day, I've only worn it 3 times.
Really?
And I felt like this was a good opportunity to bring it out.
Okay.
Yeah.
The other 2 times, do you remember what those?
I wore it to my brother. brother's wedding.
Okay.
And there was a big event. What's that?
I have a ring somehow, some way too, because I did pre and post.
Okay.
Then, but I don't think it's. I don't know if it's the
it's
Jake
not,
area.
Yeah, well, it's not the one with the rubies and the sapphires. Right.
It's obnoxiously big.
It is a large ring,
but it's fun to put on. Yeah. You know what I?
It's powerful.
I let a bunch of kids wear it yesterday. Oh. They wanted autographs. I'm like, here, throw this thing on. You know,
yeah.
Take a picture with it. And I think that's one of the important things to do with it. Let the fans enjoy it also.
It's a great party piece. That's what I've 100%. Done with it through the years to bring it to people who want to see it.
I'm nervous to put it on because I lose shit all the time.
Yeah, I hear you,
I
man.
I misplace things.
Oh, can I tell you something?
Yeah.
My mom recently took the ring away from me. She said, I don't trust you with this ring. It needs to go in a security lockbox or something like this. So right now, Mrs. Grody has my ring
it's
currently.
Probably smart.
It is
it's
a smart thing. Yeah. Here's the other thing I wanted. Two other really quick. Thank you. You don't remember this necessarily, but I think it was in the year 2015. It was at a Starbucks. It was when I was doing pre and post. He was at Starbucks. He was at the front of the line. I think he saw me and a couple other people, and he bought our Starbucks. He put our I got up the line. He said, "Jake took care of it."
Well, why wouldn't you?
Well,
you
know? Well, right, right.
So I mean, that's what you're supposed to
do. Is what you're supposed to do. That is the but you know, little old me. And then the other thing too was I thought about this because Craig Counsell is obviously the manager of the Cubs right now. I remember in 2015, and I asked you about this, but I went up to Craig Counsell and I said, "What is it about Jake Arrieta this year?" Like he said, when he's got all those pitches going that he has, it's almost unfair. That's what Craig Counsell said, the manager of the Cubs. And then I asked you, and you said, "Yeah, he's kind of right."
Well, he is. And you know, I was sitting in the first row by the on deck circle yesterday, and just watching these guys out there on the mound and what they're capable of doing.
Uh-huh.
It's truly incredible. I mean, our guys pitched amazing. Everybody in the bullpen was lights out. But then watching a guy like Mason Miller. Like
oh, my God.
How do you hit that?
Oof. You tell
us. Literally, you know, he threw, five sliders in a row. And then whoever was up next, he gets 103. It's just unfair. It's unfair. So, with me, yes, I had a lot of action on the sinker. Had a good cutter at, 90 to 92. Change up and a curveball. If all those things are working, hitting almost feels impossible. You know, it's almost like you have to get lucky to run into something.
Wow.
If you're dialed in.
I feel like Ian Happ has told us that when we've asked him about it. You know, they make it look easy, and you guys' whole job as pitchers is to make it hard.
Yes.
I know that when we played the cut of Pat Hughes calling your no-hitter there, that you had a memory come back to you a little bit. What do you remember about the second half of 2015 when that was the case? And obviously that was the start of a long run of success for the team. But that was really, obviously, when you came on and just straight dominated. What do you remember about that time where you were that locked in, and how do you look back at it now?
Well, I think the most important thing for a starting pitcher or a pitcher in general to get to a point like that is refining your delivery and your mechanics and feeling really confident with your timing. And I was just in a period of time where everything was synced up for several months. And my bullpens were, I could see a spot and hit it and then throw a curveball in this exact spot and then bounce a curveball and throw a fastball elevated and a cutter here and a changeup there. And it didn't stop for a significant amount of time. And you just never, it wasn't a conscious thought, but you're almost like, when, how long can I make this last? And it lasted for quite a while. And it was fun to do it. It really was.
In retrospect, looking back now at your various postseason adventures, right? What's been the biggest difference when you look back now in the times that you were able to get to the top of the mountain and the times you were not?
Yeah, well, I think, in 2015, when we went to New York to play the Mets, I think that we were just, from a starting rotation standpoint, we ran out of gas a little bit. I know that I did. That was the most innings I had ever thrown. The Mets were hot. We just ran into a team that was really good. The stuff was still good, but they just had our number. And, there are times where you don't want to give too much credit to the other side, but you have to realize they get paid a lot of money too. They're in the postseason. They're also high level competitors, and sometimes things just don't go your way. But the wild card game, the World Series, I felt like I was going to do everything in my power to get wins for our team, and I wasn't going to take no for an answer. And was there a shot that I could have still lost the game? Sure. But the mindset was, I'm not losing today, you know, and things just worked out in our favor.
Well, you know what? You are part of what changed the bar for the Chicago Cubs. You guys set a new precedent that exists right here, right now, whereas there was a time when this gathering would be here and just be really happy to be in the postseason and dreading what horrible thing is going to happen. And now there's an expectation that the Cubs to win playoff games. The Cubs fans expected the Cubs to win the game yesterday. And that was what I always said about you guys in 15 and 16. You guys sort of subtly were giving, figuratively, saying to the Wrigley Field crowd, like, this isn't the past. We got you. Do you feel that a little bit, like that responsibility, or do you feel the change that you guys caused?
I do. So when I first got here in 2013, it seemed like fans were just here to have a good time.
Yep. And, you know, and they still are. But
they still are, sure, of course.
But now there's an expectation.
It's like, well, if we win, great. If we lose, so what? Like, we're going to walk around and have a good time. And now, you know, like you mentioned, the bar has been set at a certain point, and that's a great thing. You know, especially a city like Chicago, in on the north side, it's wins are now, you know, somewhat expected.
Yeah,
you know, and it should be. You know, I expected to win every game I pitched. I know the guys behind me also had the same expectations. And now that's just the way it is. And what better city than Chicago to have that sort of mind?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Mindset.
Yeah, I love that you're here, man. It's me too.
So,
it's so awesome. I think all these people do. Yeah.
And then, I think it's soothing for the crowd.
It is.
It feels good.
Is.
Right?
It's like a balm.
I need to spend a little more time here. I got a lot going on at home with the
Understand.
Kids.
Understand. Yeah.
Just being up here, I mean, it feels like home.
Ten years, really. Next year, the anniversary.
Yeah. So, can't wait to come back for that.
Yeah.
Any other message you want to give either fans, advice for the players?
To all these folks.
To anybody here. Yeah. Like, what do you want to let people know just about what you think about this time?
Well, no pressure on the boys today, but I got to leave in the morning. So I need them to close it out today. I'm going to rush on the field with them.
Nice.
Yes, yesterday was insane, and just looking forward to another electric atmosphere.
All right, Jake Arrieta, we'll give you another excuse, hopefully, to wear that ring a few more times. Thank you so much for being a part of this. Congratulations. And good luck on the upcoming marathon, guys. Jake is training for a marathon because he's always active. We have more to come here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.